With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom, reach new audiences, and bring important information to the public free of charge. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom and donate today. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm. Established 1840. The remaining sheep on Kiwi Farm who haven't yet been trucked off to the works have been run off their trotters this week as both Winnie Ben and Chippy Pork made Fate of the Farm addresses. Winnie Ben decided not to make his address on the farmhouse steps, as was the wont of Winky Lux, but went out to the back paddocks, a place where he is well loved and received, and where the animals often feel they are overlooked by those in the rarefied central farmyard bubble. So as the hay shed filled, there were animals of all persuasions in attendance. Cows, bulls, pack horses, sheep, dogs, feral cats, cunny cunny, plenty of those banished chickens perching from the rafters, and a handful of sheep who were feeling hard done by as they had drawn the short straw. All were eagerly waiting to hear that wily old donkey have his say. Suddenly, with a flourish, the hay shed door was flung wide open to the growing crescendo of music. In strode Winnie Ben. The music was an old but familiar tune, popular in the bars and clubs of yesteryear. Lyrics blasted out of the pulsating music, all as Winnie strutted and sashayed his way to the front of the barn. The animals applauded, clacked and clangored with paws, claws, hooves and trotters at Winnie's triumphant entrance. Bazza, the old sheepdog, turned to his partner Sheila.
Holy moly, Sheila, that old donkey sure knows how to make an entrance.
They both settled in as Winnie talked about how he was going to work his hardest to undo all that had befouled the farm when it had become Aotearoa and try to rebuild the trust of the farm's inhabitants after the mismanagement of Napoleon and Chippy, especially in the 3 years when he was in the political wilderness. It was in this wilderness, however, that he found his path back, and he was not afraid to tell everyone at the meeting of this fact. At the back of the shed, the sheep yawned bored. One got distracted by the music, and the others looked for something they could report back to make Winnie appear as inept as possible to Winky Lux. The sheep were grumpy at the lack of catering, and frequent barbs infused in the speech at them by Winnie for their years of incompetence, laziness, and overfeeding due to the total adoration of Napoleon. Meanwhile, the following day back in the farmyard, in the paddock behind the barn, that very barn which used to be painted with all the rules passed down by Napoleon and then Chippy, a small crowd of farmhouse workers and sheep gathered to hear Chippy's Fate of the Farm address. The sheep who had attended Winnie Ben's the day before had spun stories of how unhinged Winnie appeared. It was like he was drunk, they told Chippy. Well, compared to Winnie Ben's address, this was going to be a sober affair. Chippy was glum. He had seen many of his most loyal friends and allies leave him. Squealer had headed back to his home paddock, and so many of the animals who he'd surrounded himself with during their tenure were now being let go by Unky Lux and Nicky Sow and sent back to their home paddocks, or worse yet, loaded up on the weekly trucks to either the works or the sale yards. Things looked lonely and bleak, and his speech reflected this. As he ploughed on about how hard he and Squealer had done to feed the farm so well, how on earth could it be his fault now that the silos were empty along with the bellies of many of the farm's poor? He lashed out at Winnie Ben, saying his speech was like that of a drunk uncle at a wedding. As if to add salt to the wound, he also called out Oinky for being heartless and cruel for his dismissal of so many animals from the farmhouse in the central farmyard. Not once pausing to consider the irony for all the animals who he and Napoleon had banished to the back paddocks during the drenching regime. Those same animals who were laughing and cheering Winnie Ben in the hayshed after he was knocked down, they helped him back up again to that seat around the farmhouse table. So as Chippy's future was looking less certain, he finished up his speech with the only ones looking bright-eyed with a sheep, feeling happy for the offering of plenty of vegetarian sausage rolls and not having to be chastised once about their work or lack thereof as they had been the day before. Chippy headed back into the farmhouse for the next session around the farmhouse table and hoped not to be berated by Winnie Ben. But alas, no. As he entered the room, he saw Winnie Ben brush past him with the sound of music playing. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down. Tune in next week to hear about how the animals of Kiwi Farm are faring, exclusively here with Counterculture on Reality Check Radio.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom, reach new audiences, and bring important information to the public free of charge. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom and donate today. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.